It's a challenge. I mean, you can't sugarcoat that. But at the same time, we look forward to it. And if we go out and perform at all the other positions well, then that's going to minimize that the impact. So if we can stick to our formula, we still feel good about going down there. He's improving each day, but just could he throw it underneath? Probably, but just as far as opening up and having to throw a deep one, and again, we've still listed them as doubtful. We didn't rule them out completely, but I just think it would be the ability to really put something on a longer throw that would probably is what'll keep him out of it. No, it's good. He's excited. I mean, he's the guys respect him because they see how hard he's worked, and it was good. It was good for him to get out there, and you could see he made some plays with his feet. And I know Kyle will have a plan that'll take advantage of what he does well. In some senses, it does. In other senses, it seems like it's been a thousand years. So, I'm looking forward to next week to be able to just kind of sit back and reflect on it all and kind of go back through. I got pages of notes and just moving forward. Obviously, we got a chance to get to 8-8. That's important. That our guys they've talked about it all week and the importance of finishing well and having momentum. And that's our biggest priority. But I think we all know that next week will be a time for reflection and self-improvement. We talk about play like a Brown. I mean, Buster's one of those guys that would come out of the gate first. And just how he's prepared himself, how coachable he is. I mean, he's had some rough moments during the season. It hasn't all been great. But his resiliency has been impressive, how he's been able to bounce back. And then especially when Joe went down last week and having to step up, the last 2 weeks actually, to step up and put him on a top receiver. I mean, he's responded and handled it well. Yeah, I mean, he's a Brown. It's tough when you got guys that are up. That's the reality of business. But as far as what we're looking for, already talked about it, just the everything with Buster from A to Z is a guy that you want on your football team. Production. I mean, it's a bottom line business. We need to be able to get first downs and score points. But it's still a matter of not trying to do too much in order to accomplish that. So they still have to be very narrow minded in their focus. What's my job on this play? How do I get lined up? What's my job? I do it full speed. Then I'm on to the next one. We get a chance to make a play. It's the kind of guy he is. I mean, he was wanted to come on the trip. To Carolina. Here it is around the holidays, and maybe he wanted to get away from it all for a day. But he's that kind of guy. I mean, and he's just it just speaks volumes of his character that he would want to. And the other guys asked. I think the other guys even asked him too. Hey, you're going to be around. I mean, they respect him that much, and just his ability to that he can put it in veterans terms for these guys, and he's such a good role model. Yeah, he was the guest kicker today, so he made the first one, and unfortunately for him missed the second one, so it was I know he keeps saying it, but I think there's going to be it'll be more than just me. There'll be a whole line of guys trying to talk him out of it to see if he's got anything left in him. But he's been pretty resolute. But I'm sure it's going to be a situation where he'll get home and get with his family and go ahead and decompress a little bit, then see where he feels a little bit later. Yeah, and it's tough. I don't want to spend. We've already spent a lot of time on that. I think we're all, have dissected that maybe a little bit too much. But and I said it the other day. We're confident that when Justin's out there, he'll perform, and we know that we'll have an improved version of him next year.
Do you think we'll see him more this week?
Just depends on how the game goes. It's defensively very reactionary to personnel grouping, so just depends on the number of wideouts they're putting out there in our groupings. We would never go into a game thinking we don't need to play as well defensively. I mean, that's the formula to win. But I mean, the obvious statement is you're starting an undrafted rookie quarterback. That I don't think we're going to look to go down there and try to win 141-38. That needs to be along the lines of 3-2.
Right. Yeah. Right. So what do you do?
differently?
Just nothing. You don't press. That's the thing. You don't feel like, hey, we have to make a play and come out of structure to try to, hey, I'm going to go intercept this ball. You just do, you know, just keep doing your job and just keep stacking up pluses. Well, I think at the center of it all is Ozzy. I just think he's been that steadying force throughout. I think he's the biggest reason for their, I mean, you talk about success, but long-term sustained success. And then that's tough to do just because of the way the cap and the draft and the way you build teams and players attrition off, that they've been able to keep their core guys together and then their ability to add to that roster. And then you just look at the coaching staff. That Billick, it was a smooth transition to Harbaugh. And I just think they just function well. Again, I was there for 7 years. I was only there for John's first year, but it's easy to see why that the success has continued.